Hello and welcome to this week's Bible in the News. A great deal has happened in the world over the last 12 months, particularly in Israel. It's striking to recall that just last year, Joe Biden was still president, Iran had an intact nuclear program, Hamas held nearly 100 hostages, and Israel was actively at war in Gaza, with soldiers dying regularly. Israel's home front also endured frequent Houthi missile attacks. The first major change of the year came in January, when Donald Trump returned to the White House and reinstated the pro-Israel policies of his first administration. Benjamin Netanyahu was the first foreign leader hosted at the White House, signalling that US-Israeli relations were high on Trump's agenda. The new administration resumed deliveries of heavy munitions that had been halted under President Biden, approved $4 billion in emergency military aid for Israel. He reversed sanctions on settler groups. He withdrew from the UN Human Rights Council and UNRWA and sanctioned the International Criminal Court. These moves all were widely viewed as highly pro-Israel and gave the Israeli government more flexibility in regional actions. This shift created what many perceived as a window of opportunity for Israel to take action against Iran's nuclear program. In June 2025, Israel reportedly carried out strikes on Iranian nuclear facilities. According to some sources, these attacks damaged several sites, though the extent of the destruction remains unclear. It has been reported that the US contributed through B-2 bombers in an operation known as Operation Midnight Hammer, dropping bunker-busting bombs on key facilities and contributing to a ceasefire shortly thereafter. While the precise impact on Iran's nuclear program is uncertain, the event was widely interpreted as a setback to Iran's regional standing and a blow to its perceived power. In October, Israel and Hamas finally agreed to a ceasefire, leading to the release of all living hostages and the return of all deceased hostages, with the exception of one, Ran Gavili. While the political outcomes remain unclear, Hamas reportedly agreed to disarm and cede governance of Gaza. For the first time since October 7, 2023, Israel is now not engaged in any active war, although tensions remain high on several fronts. Despite these significant achievements on the ground, Israel has, though, lost support among some of its international allies. Several European countries have distanced themselves, and nations previously neutral have moved toward a more critical stance of Israel. From a biblical perspective, prophecy describes Israel as a prosperous nation leading up to Christ's return. Scriptures describe Israel of having cattle and goods and spoils of silver and gold for Gog to take. Israel is also described as dwelling safely, without walls and having neither bars nor gates. While Israel still faces numerous security challenges, the failure of an enemy like Iran to acquire nuclear weapons aligns with Ezekiel 38 verse 5, which identifies Persia, which is modern day as Iran, as an enduring enemy of Israel. The inability of Iran to threaten Israel effectively fits the prophetic pattern. Because if Iran was to have nuclear weapons in its current state of crying daily for the destruction of the Israeli state of the Jewish people in the land, this would not fit with Israel dwelling safely if they were still an enemy, as we expect them to be from Ezekiel 38 verse 5. Prophecy also suggests that Israel will be a nation that is respected but hated throughout the world, a characteristic reflected in the formation of the Gogian Confederacy. Israel's current situation in Europe, where criticism and opposition have grown, appear to show this prophetic description. The very size of the Gogian Confederacy shows how widespread the hatred of Israel is, but also the fact that such a big confederacy comes together before any attack happens on Israel shows how their power, and their military power particularly, is respected throughout the world, something that we see more after Israel's attack on Iran. Joel 3 indicates that Gaza will be inhabited by a group opposed to Israel, but not actively at war with Israel. Now, the political outcome in Gaza remains uncertain, But if the ceasefire is maintained, it could lead toward peace in that part of the land of Israel. In the West Bank, an estimated 25,000 to 29,000 housing units have been approved in this year of 2025 alone. That's more than 2023 and 2024 combined, with 2023 already being a record year. It is highly likely that the 2023 record will be smashed in the year of 2025. This expansion supports the prophetic expectation that Israel will be dwelling upon the mountains of Israel at the time of Christ's return. Looking back over 2025, we can see progress towards security and settlement, while simultaneously witnessing international opposition. The spirit-like frogs that we read of in Revelation are gathering the world for that battle, as described there as Armageddon. As we enter 2026, let us prepare for the return of Christ and pray that this coming year will be the year of his return. This has been Paul Barnes joining you for this week's Bible in the News.